Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. This is episode 1, season 3, starting in 2017 now, and filing of trademarks. So let me start by letting you know I learned a valuable lesson early on when I was working at another radio station, the radio station that I first got all of my good training. I started off at a particular radio station, but I didn't stay there that long. It was the second radio station that I went to that I got all the training that I use now. It was there that I would learn a very big lesson involving service mark and trademarks. So I created a show for the station I was working at called the Hallelujah Hayride. It was a 60-minute show where I featured Southern gospel music, because remember, I didn't know about Christian country music at the time. At this particular time, I didn't know about Christian country music when I was working at this station. So it was just Southern gospel. So I was doing Southern gospel songs, and I would do a little tidbit about the artist. I would try to find local artists as well to do on the show. And I'd produce the show, and I'd get artists to do liners for it. You know, hi, this is so-and-so, and you're listening to the Hallelujah Hayride. Well, when I finally opened up HLE Radio, this radio station, I wanted to run that show on the station. So I got in touch with my old boss because I didn't have any of the shows. And I said, hey, I would like to get those shows so I can run them on my station. And he said, well, you can't do that. I said, what do you mean I can't do that? He said, well, they're service marked for this radio station. I said, okay, but it's my show. I came up with the name. I created the show, the theme song, everything. That's my show. He said, yes, but it belongs to the station. The station service marked it, so it can only be used at the station, or we can only allow it to be used wherever we want it to be used. I said, you got to be kidding me. I created a show, come up with the name. I did all these shows, and I can't even use them on my own station? He said, that's correct, because they're service marked to the station. I'm like, son of a gun. And he said, legally, you cannot use them. And if you do, we can take legal action against you. I'm like, for my own show that I created. He said, that's right. Well, needless to say, I was mad. Now, this wasn't nothing new. My boss would make me mad all the time. My old boss. And we're still friends. But he would make me mad when I was working for him. Like I said, his training methods were horrible. I didn't want to have anything to do with radio when I left. But it would be the most valuable and best training I would ever have. And I'm grateful to him today for it. Because had he not trained me, I would not be as good at it as I am today. I wouldn't know what I know. So needless to say, I was pretty upset. I mean, this is my show and I can't even use it. And still to this day, I can't use it. But that's how I learned about service mark and trademarks. Well, trademark is a little bit better than a service mark. Because if you trademark something, ain't nobody using it for anything, basically. So at this point in time, our mantra for the radio station is crank down Christian country. Now, some folks didn't understand the crank down part of it. I guess it was more of a Southern thing here, or Louisiana thing. Because when you crank down on something, you're making it just a little bit tighter, a little bit better. Now, I know some folks think crank up, not crank down, as volume. But here, I guess because we're all oil field workers, oil field is a big part of Louisiana. It's like when you got a torque wrench or a wrench and you're tightening a bolt. You just put that extra little tightness on it, you crank it down just a little bit more right before the snapping point, that's cranking it down. That's just making it tight, making it a little bit better. And that's why we called it Crank Down Christian Country. Because originally it was the best in Christian country, but a couple of other radio stations started using that. Well, I didn't have that trademarked, so I didn't bother to make a big deal about it. So I just went on with another mantra. But around this time in 2017, I got to thinking, you know, HLE Radio, if there truly is a home for Christian country music, it is definitely HLE Radio. And that's when I filed for the Home of Christian Country Music. Because I said HLE Radio is definitely the home of Christian country music. So that's when I filed for it. Now, when you're going to do a trademark like that, it takes a while. You got to file. First, you got to do the research. You actually get lawyers to do that. They do the research. Then once they do the research and find out if it's available, then it's got to be submitted. And then they got a certain amount of days that goes through for somebody to rebut it. If it doesn't get rebutted, then it gets posted, and it's a process. But the process went through, and we got the Home of Christian Country trademarked. And I've already had to call one radio station with a courtesy call and let them know that if they didn't stop using the Home of next to what they were doing, that the next step would be a letter from the lawyer. They were using that to get analytics because we're on the first page of Google, and they were starting to show up on Google, piggybacking off the Home of. It's not going to happen. Now, when the trademark for the Home of Christian Country came in, I posted it on Facebook and, you know, shared it in a video. Well, there was a Christian country artist who openly made fun of me on Facebook. And there were some other people that took some jabs at it too. I didn't say anything, as it has been the case here at HLE Radio. There have been artists who have done that. There have been other radio station DJs who have been doing that. I don't know why. I don't care. But that's some of the stuff you deal with here in this Christian country thing. I'm going to talk more about that in some other podcasts coming up, because it gets deeper than all of that. But right now I'm talking about the trademarks. So the Christian Country Countdown is going on as well. So I filed for the trademark for the Christian Country Countdown also during this time, because I knew that somebody was going to try and do a countdown. And I didn't want there to be a bunch of different Christian country countdowns or versions of it. So we filed for the Christian Country Countdown trademark and got that one. Also filed for the Christian Country Music Capital of the World. We also filed for that trademark and got that one. So when I say Jennings is the Christian Country Music Capital of the World, well, it is. We have a trademark for that. Now, quite honestly, I could move to any city and we could make that the Christian Country Music Capital of the World. Now, the city was getting ready to work with me, and we were in talks and negotiations and all this stuff, talking about putting up some billboards. We were talking about doing the festival stuff because of the family reunion stuff that I was doing. But the COVID had put a stop to all of that. So that's on hold right now. But it'll come back around. I know it will. It'll come back around. No big deal. Everything is God's timing. Of course, our show, the Christian Country Jukebox, we filed for that and got that trademark. Also, the Christian Country Cafe, we did that trademark, got that trademarked. And the Christian Country Hall of Fame. Now, seeing that there was an organization recently that tried to, I hadn't seen much about it. I think it's the American Christian Country Association, something like that. And they said they were going to do a Hall of Fame. Well, they can't do that. And as soon as they put their contact information, they just put a website up with no contact information. They won't answer the email, and the registered letter came back. The cease and desist letter came back. So as soon as they put up some good contact information, they will be getting some information letting them know that they need to pull that down and that they cannot do that because we're not going to have a bunch of Christian Country Hall of Fames. We're only going to have one for Christian Country. It's not the HLE, Radio Christian Country Hall of Fame. It's just the Christian Country Hall of Fame. And it needs one. But let me sidebar here with this before I get back into the podcast. Here's something I've been saying a lot. And I'm the only one saying it right now. Christian Country needs to be built. It has to be built. And until it's built, no one's going to be able to make money in this thing. And it's not going to be legit. The music and the genre can be legit if people will build it. But as long as people want to keep trying to make money and invent things of it that don't exist, when I say things of it that don't exist, I mean award shows, charts, promotions companies that don't really promote. I mean, if you only got three legitimate radio stations that play Christian Country, then use those three as a chart. Don't make up and don't combine. But I can't get nobody to believe this. That's just a sidebar. Back to the trademarks. So we started trademarking everything that we needed to because of the lesson that I learned. And it's a good thing that I did because we get copied so much. There's a certain radio station that copies every single thing that I do. It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous and it's so obvious. If I do something for $30 a month, he does something for $30 a month. If I call something a featured something, he does something, call it a featured something. Whatever I'm doing, if I do a family reunion, he does a family get together. He just copies everything that I do. It's ridiculous. So that's why trademarks are important. And that's why we trademark everything we do that's substantial. It's also why I can't say anything ahead of time because it gets copied. HLE Radio has done a lot of firsts. But it's not because Hunter Logan is smart and he's a genius. It's because I'm following the lead of God. And God guides my path. The Holy Spirit guides my path. And I'm just obedient. Because I'm not that smart. But I'm smart enough to listen to the voice of God. And everything that HLE Radio has accomplished is due to Jesus Christ. He gets all the glory. Well, hey, that's all the time I got for this one. Hope you join me again. Make sure, tune in. Tell some folks about the podcast, of course. We're everywhere you get your podcast. Check out HLE Radio. I'm still on the morning show. We have free apps for that. Check out our sister station, Saddle Up Radio. If you like country gospel music. Hey, till we see each other or we meet on the radio again, God bless you. Remember, Duke 28 and 2.